Well, you know, loneliness can actually, of course, as we know, be amplified by certain holidays like Christmas and so on that we just went through. And how to help someone who's in that state? I mean, like one suggestion, the first one that comes to mind is just simply be there as a friend. Be there for them, you know? Another thing is something actually our church did the first time we've done this this year. This Christmas, we had a special dinner on Christmas Day itself for those who were going to spend it alone.
Oh, wow.
And it was free. So it reached out to those in need, you know, whether it was people who were spending it alone or maybe families that were struggling financially, that kind of thing. It helped reach out to those that were going to be facing a tough Christmas ahead, you know, and it was just a tangible way where we could say, yeah, we're reaching out. We want to be there for you.
And I love that. It's even more than just being alone. Like as this person alludes to, I think a few years ago was the first time I was able to see firsthand that there are people who come from families that are legitimately broken. And for some reason, I'm telling you, the crazy comes out during the holiday season.
It's true.
Like, I don't know what it is, but maybe it's the cold weather. I don't know what it is. Maybe people are in the house, not enough vitamin D. But there's some really, like in all seriousness, I'm joking, of course, but there's some really difficult situations and things seem to present themselves, you know?
Yeah. You know, my experience from both the church realm and also the education realm and everything, I've seen families where, you know, especially in the schools where kids, they don't want to go home.
Which
you
know, is
for
really
Christmas
sad.
Holidays.
It's really sad.
They'd rather be in school. Yeah. And yeah.
That speaks for itself right there.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, there's a lot of need out there. And as Christians, we need to lead the way and be that hands and feet of Jesus to them. Mm-hmm. You know, and of course, share the message of the gospel while we do that.